tips for an effective meeting.
Do we really need a meeting?
The no more than plus one rule.
Stop leaning over my shoulder. Where is your own work?
On today's episode of Corporate Homie.
Today we are talking about professional dress.
Appearance translates to performance. They have on Fahrenheit from 1995.
Dress like they work at the Allie McBeal law firm.
Sometimes, always, never.
Welcome back to the Corporate Homie Podcast.
Woo!
Today we are talking about professional dress. And I really hate that we have to do an entire episode about clothes.
It's kind of
sad. It is, but this is a question that we get all the time. Yes, all the time. We get it when we're on the road, people come up and ask us, or there's always a question in the audience about it. We've gotten a couple of messages in the email and the DMs about, you know, what do I wear to work and what's appropriate for work, and I want to make sure that I look professional.
How should I wear my hair? Can I wear socks? Can I wear loafers without socks?
Pantyhose, all that stuff. Right. So basically, the homies want to make sure they don't look crazy out here in these corporate streets.
Correct.
So the first thing I would say is, you know, you have to understand your industry. What's appropriate varies from company to company, from industry to industry. And so everyone draws the professional line differently. And so you really want to make sure that you understand what your company is saying is professional.
You know, and the thing is, you know, that's not a small thing. There is no uniform definition of professional dress. And so there's a reason why this is such a hot topic and get so much energy, because at the end of the day, in my reality TV voice, and at the end of the day, appearance translates to performance. So for whatever reason, in corporate America, people translate whether or not you're going to be a high performer with your appearance. And so meeting whatever your industry's expectation is for professionalism matters.
Right. So as the homies know, I'm always on the road and I'm always traveling. And one of the things I noticed is that when you're on Southwest Airlines, the flight attendants will wear, you know, especially this time of year, this episode is being recorded in the summer, they will have on shorts and a golf shirt, as where on United, the flight attendants are always pretty dressed up. And to me, that's a perfect example of every company having its own definition of what's professional, because they are subscribing to that completely different. So you couldn't say a flight attendant can never wear shorts to work because that's unprofessional. It would depend on the airline.
Right. And I think you also see it like when you meet your fellow homies on a Friday for happy hour, on a Wednesday for happy hour, and everyone is dressed very differently. There are some people who seem really super casual and other people who are in full blown suits, depending on what industry and where they work.
And so one of the things I would say is, you know, look at the people in your group. You know, what do they have on a day to day basis? What does your manager wear on a day-to-day basis? What does your boss wear on a day-to-day basis? Because that's going to give you the best idea of what is the industry standard. Someone is a high performer and thought well of, probably is dressing in line with what's considered professional.
Yeah, the rock star homie is not missing the mark on dress. That's not where the rock star homie is coming up short.
And the reason why we did this podcast is because dress is one of those things that no one wants to talk to you about. So when you are missing the mark, it really is one of those things that people are just talking behind your back about. Or I've had conversations where people have come and said, someone wants me to talk to so-and-so about their dress, and I don't want to talk to her about her dress. It's a very sensitive topic. And so if you really are like electric company and like one of these kids is doing his own thing, don't wear that. Don't do your own thing. Like, don't think to yourself, I got my own style. I'm super fly. I'm out here, you know, making new culture, dress culture.
Killing them with my fashions.
Killing them with your fashions. Okay, so what's your first tip about how to be corporate homie correct?
It's going to seem basic. It's going to seem simple. Make sure your clothes fit. Make sure they're not too big. Make sure they're not too small. Unfitted clothes are distracting to people in meetings, whichever end of the spectrum you're on. So my first tip is make sure your clothes fit. If you've gained those post 20 pounds that you lying to yourself about, you're going to have to go buy some new clothes. If you've lost 40 pounds, you can't get away with wearing a suit that you used to wear, and you're like, well, I'm waiting to buy new clothes until I hit my goal weight. No, you may have to buy some things in between because you cannot go to work and be a professional, have a professional look with your clothes being either way too big or way too small.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with that one more. And when I was clerking for my judge, I remember he gave me this advice. You know, if you're at home and you're in the mirror and you're wondering if you should wear something, don't wear that. Like, if you think, is this too tight or is this too short or is it pulling the wrong way? Whatever that question is that you have at home, yeah, go with that and don't wear that. So, and my next tip kind of right in line with that is just like your clothes, your glasses need to fit. Like, your glasses need to fit your face. Like, it's not the time to have, like, some Dwayne Wade flip shades. You can't have...
Rocking the 1985 Gazelles.
Gazelles, right. I mean, unless you work in the hip-hop industry or something like that, again, unless that's going to be... But if you're in a traditional corporate environment, that's not going to work. And what happens when your glasses don't fit is they keep sliding up and down your face, which means you keep touching your face while you're interacting with people. And that's distracting. That's a distraction. You want people focused on you, not your clothes.
Correct. Not too much cologne, not too much perfume. I don't know if you guys have ever experienced this. I'm sure you don't work around people like this, but you know, I've gotten on an elevator where you think, oh my goodness, who was in this elevator before me? Because they have on Fahrenheit from 1995. Like, their scent is still lingering in the elevator. So I would say you don't want your cologne to be too strong or your perfume to be too strong.
Yeah, I always say anything that someone else can smell is probably not a great perfume. Like, if it's like that, like Bimitra says, where it's still lingering, you don't want to have that. Don't wipe yourself down. No, wipe me down. With the cologne. My next tip is pay attention. This is for men and women. Pay attention to your bag, you know, to your handbag or your briefcase. That also speaks volumes about you. Again, attention to detail. If you've got a beat up backpack, you have, you know, that you're like, this is my lucky backpack. If it's your lucky backpack, don't bring it into the meeting. Maybe your lucky backpack could stay just outside. Maybe it could give you luck 20 feet from you or something like that. But, you know, having a good briefcase or a good bag, it just, you know, speaks that I understand I'm here. I'm here to play the game. If you got a knapsack, it screams I'm collegiate, or I don't understand that this is an industry that requires me to have a more structured bag.
Amen, sister. In the same thing of staying attention to detail, the no chip nails, scuffed shoes. I've actually been there where you can tell that somebody's shoe is breaking. And you think to yourself, okay, you got on an Armani suit, but your shoe's jacked up.
I mean, right. Or your nails are chipped. And yeah, especially.
And like you can't take 30 seconds to take the polish off.
And especially if you talk with your hands. Like, I know I talk with my hands. My judge used to joke and say I'd be a mute if somebody cut my hands off. And so because I know I speak with my hands, then I try not to have really loud nail polish colors on or things like that, because what will happen is people are paying attention to the blue nail polish or whatever, instead, again, listening to what comes out of my mouth. And you want to be remembered for you and not some – you know, fluke thing like that. I also say this, and I hate to say this, but this is just what studies show. Pay attention to your watch. Your watch is one of those accessories that most people notice about you, men or women. Studies just show that when people are talking about people's appearance, the one thing they notice is their watch. And so, you know, if there's something you want to invest in just a nice timepiece. And it doesn't have to be, you know, some Movado or Rolex or anything like that, but just get a nice watch, everyday watch that you can rock pretty much with everything. It doesn't have to necessarily be on trend. You don't need rose gold. I mean, I have
you don't
rose
need
gold.
Gold all in my watch.
Gold all in my chain. Gold all in my ring. Gold all in my watch. Don't believe me, just watch.
Don't believe me, just watch. You don't need that watch.
You need that watch.
Speaking of the flashiness, I'm going to say no flashy clothes. No neons. So, one of my favorite examples of this is, as you know, banking is one of the few industries that's still business formal, which means suits. And a few years ago, when I was working in our Atlanta market, there was a young man that was always in a suit, but it was like a Steve Harvey suit with like 6 buttons and the jacket that came down to the knees and, you know, royal blues instead of navy blues. He just always looked crazy. And it always just dumbfounded me that he did not go to these big meetings and think, like you said, one of these kids is doing his own thing.
Why do I look like everybody else in here? Why do I look so different than everyone in the building?
Why so loud? So when he started working for me, I pulled him to the side and I'm like, look, you can't. These are your suits for your personal things, maybe when you're out socially. You need to go to Joseph A. Banks and get you some traditional suits. And the traditional rule of thumb for suits, first button is sometimes, always, never. So men should never have more than 3 buttons on their suit. The first button is sometimes you can button it. Your middle button, you always button that one. The last one, never. There should be no more than 3 buttons.
Yeah, was he receptive to that?
Yes, he came in. He looked really nice that Monday. He had on a nice navy suit that he got from Joseph A. Banks.
And do you think that changed anything about his performance at work?
No, but he looked better.
No, I mean how he was perceived.
Oh, absolutely. I definitely think it changed the way he was perceived amongst fellow colleagues and superiors. I think they took him a lot more serious, and they thought that he was serious about his career and being advancing and getting promoted and whatnot because, you know, he looked the part.
And this takes me into my next tip, especially when you're working in a very traditional corporate environment. For women, like, you can't be too sexy. Like, that is probably the biggest criticism I get back from senior men and women, is that young women dress like they work at the Allie McBeal law firm, which some of the homies are probably too young to remember, but they have on a suit, but it's just a lot
mini
of
mini skirt.
Yeah, high hemlines, low, you know, bust lines, and it's just, you know, over-sexualized for the office. And, you know, unfortunately, no matter how great your work is, if that is what you put out, then that's how people perceive you. And so the office really isn't the place to rock your, you know, 5-inch stilettos and to show everybody about your red bottoms. It's just not
skirt.
Really, right. It's just not a place. And so what can also, depending on your shape, what can make one woman look really sexy won't make another woman look sexy. It just depends on how she's shaped. And so, unfortunately, you have to understand your shape and what's going to make you look that way. Because, again, you want people concentrating on you and not on your look. You just don't want people on your look.
So, to that same deal, I would say, you know, we talked earlier about understanding your industry, but you cannot set your own rules. You have to follow the, you know, dress code guidelines handbook of your firm. So, you know, I live in Florida. It's, you know, 200 degrees this time of year. And we have a guy who's basically decided that he's going to have his own dress code. And that he's not wearing a tie unless someone specifically asks him to wear a tie. because it's so hot, he's just going to do a suit and a button down and a pocket square. And then certain days, he might just decide that he's going to wear a golf shirt and slacks. And it's very confusing because you don't get to set your own rules. You have to follow whatever your firm's rules are. So if they say you are business formal 5 days a week, you don't get to miraculously choose business casual for yourself on Fridays or on days where you don't have outside appointments. So I would say follow the rules.
Yeah. And then I would always say is don't make noise. Your shoes shouldn't make noise. Your necklace shouldn't make noise. Your bracelet shouldn't make noise. You shouldn't make noise. Like if you're sitting in the meeting taking notes and you're rattling, like that again is distracting. Like that, like the big bubble necklace and all of that, it could look
great.
Statement pieces look great, but if it's noisy, you shouldn't be noisy. Your outfit, your shoes, none of that should make noise. Don't make noise.
No noise. Okay, I like that. The other thing I would say is, and this goes for everybody, be well groomed. So your hair shouldn't be all over your face, all over your head, the messy buns. Your weave shouldn't look like a weave where we can see your tracks if you wear a weave. Your facial hair should not overwhelm your face. Everything should be well-groomed, well-trimmed. And again, this sounds like basic stuff, but we all see it.
I would say this about the facial hair, because we get this a lot of from our male homies. You know, whether you can have facial hair or not, again, industry specific. But I will say this, if you have decided that you like to grow yourself a beard or grow yourself a goatee, do that on vacation, do that on the weekend. You don't want to look like you forgot to shave and that people don't know that you're actually growing facial hair, and instead you look like you just didn't shave today. So I don't believe in that, you know, oh, you should never have a beard or you should never have a goatee. I think that all depends on your culture, but I do know you need to have it already in. You can't really, you know, kind of work on that at the job. Don't work that out at the job. Work that out on your own time. And so those are kind of my tips.
I mean, that's everything I had. So basically what we're talking about is, just to give a quick recap, is you want to be industry appropriate, whatever that may mean for your industry. Make sure your clothes fit, not too big, not too small. Make sure your glasses fit, that they're not sliding down your face. No strong colognes or perfumes. Make sure your bag is not beat up and junky and distracting, whether that be your purse or your backpack or your briefcase. No scuffed shoes, chipped nail polish, whatever the attention to details are. Pay attention to your watch. Make sure that it's not overly distracting. No flashy clothes, no, you know, neon colors, six button zoot suits, none of that. Don't be too sexy. So none of your 5-inch heels, mini skirts, things like that. You can't set your own rules. If your company has a dress code policy, you need to follow the code. No noise, whether that be your bracelet, your shoes, your earrings. And if you are going to grow your beard, make sure you're well groomed. Your beard doesn't overwhelm your face. And as Demetra pointed out, you might want to start growing that on vacation so that it doesn't look like you forgot to shave, but that it's already kind of come in and has some form to it.
Yeah, I think that's it. So as always, homies, thanks so much for listening. Please reach out. Let us know if you've implemented any of these tips and found that they worked for you. If you have any topics you would like us to discuss on the podcast, reach out. You can always email us at questions@corporatehomie.com. Homie is HOMIE.
You can find us on all things social. You can find us on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, all those good things. And we're always Corporate Homie, one word, HOMIE. Thank you so much for the support. Thank you for listening. And until next time,
hustle hard, homies.
Get you a twin. Get you another homie.